Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Curie Beach Town Council meeting of February 18th, 2019. Will Pastor Thomas Williams please lead us in the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance?
Mr. Mayor, in the book of Hebrews 10:24-25, it says, "Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and do good works, not neglecting to meet together, as it is a habit for some, but encourage one another in all the things you see." We have a good council here. They show up, but not like some other places. I'm not going to name Washington, D.C. But I think that's inappropriate because, you know, every time y'all show up here, you accomplish something. You set your goals and you accomplish something, but at least you're here to do that, and I thank you for that. So with that, let's pray. Dear Lord, I give you thanks for all those who are gathered here today. I thank you for the many blessings that you give us that we don't deserve, for life itself and friendship. I thank you for the ability to be involved in the works of this great town of Curie Beach. I thank you for the freedom that we have that others don't. The freedom just to be here tonight, Lord. I thank you for that. The freedom of speech to voice our opinions without persecution. I pray for our mayor. I pray for the town council members. And I pray for the people who are here tonight to show their love and concerns for this great town which we live and work and visit. I'm asking that you would grant council members wisdom to govern and peace of mind in their decisions that they make here tonight. And Lord, now I pray, what I just got through discussing, I pray for this country. It has a lot of issues going on, and Lord, I just pray that you get our people in Washington together. Let them put all the issues aside and let them work for us, not for themselves. I pray for the agenda that is brought before us tonight. Please allow us to do things, Lord, that will please you and that will benefit this lovely town again to live and visit in. And above all, Lord, I ask for patience for all that are here tonight. And in all the meetings, Lord, I ask for this. But we come here not to argue over things, but somehow to get together and solve them. I thank you, Lord, for this great place that you have given us to use and enjoy, we call Curie Beach. I thank you for this property that we're on right now at this moment that you have provided us until the new building is completed and we get into it. And Lord, I thank you most of all for your Son, who died so that one day we would be able to go to heaven if we so choose and we do so in the right way. Lord, I ask all these things in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pledge your flag. Please stand. Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated.
Pastor Williams, thank you.
Thank you.
Getting going?
That's fine. It's all good.
First item, approval of the consent agenda. Do we have any recommended changes to the consent agenda?
Make a motion we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Consent agenda stands as proposed. Adoption of the agenda. Any recommended changes on the agenda as published?
Move to accept the agenda.
Second.
Move and second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the agenda is accepted as proposed. Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. Do we have anybody to address council, Beth?
No.
Nobody? to address council? Okay. Discussion and consideration of committee business. First is Board of Adjustment. And we have an interview with Connie Merkel to fill the Board of Adjustment alternate position.
Correct.
Okay. Now, this is our opportunity to ask you a few questions, Connie.
Okay.
And so if the board, we've had the opportunity to look through your resume.
Oh.
Quite impressive.
Actually, I didn't give you my resume.
Well, not quite the resume, but what you filled out.
Actually, just so you know, that was actually a resume I did for when I went on the Curry Goons.
Oh, okay.
Very abbreviated, but what I've been doing. I don't have any Board of Adjustment background.
That's right.
It's mostly, as you can see, I'm mostly a finance geek.
Well, so can you tell us what you think the Board of Adjustment does?
I believe that if there are people that apply for permits and the building inspector denies them and they want to appeal, then they go in front of the Board of Adjustment and we listen to their request, and I guess we look at what the guidelines are and why the building inspector decided what he did, and then we look at it and try to come up with what we think is our decision. And then the other one is that if people want a variance that goes against what is in zoning ordinances, then they would come in front of that board also to ask for that variance. And we would look at the zoning ordinances and decide whether it was reasonable to give them a variance. So that's my understanding of what you do, okay. What I saw on the website.
That's pretty accurate.
And so what's your view on what would be acceptable as a variance if someone came to you? I want a fireplace in the easement, you know.
How many variances have we had historically? Four or five?
Yeah,
Carolina Beach has had over 300.
That's why I'm asking the question. Right?
Which town's doing it right?
Well,
I mean, I don't like things in setbacks, so.
Well, so that's what I'm asking is what do you think? Because, I mean, in the end, you and the other members of the board will decide whether to recommend to council a variance or not. So what's your view on variances? That's what I'm asking.
You have to have a really good reason for it. I pretty much would probably stick with the ordinances and, you know, what the rules are. And if something is in a setback, it usually is interfering with something. And so I would hate to say up front that I would be probably predisposed to not approve it, but there'd have to be a really good reason for us to overrule what the building inspector has already decided for a permit, or to look at if someone comes to us for a variance. There'd have to be some sort of really extenuating circumstance or financial hardship, or I mean, I don't know, something.
Okay. I'm just interested,
really,
right? I mean, you're asking us to appoint you to a board that would make recommendations about our zoning. I just want to understand where you are on that, right?
Why?
Because I think Joe's exactly right. Other towns have granted all kinds of variances, and it's caused them problems,
right.
Heartache for them, right? At least in my opinion, right, as a commissioner. Curry Beach, I think, has a total of four, and they're all predate me being on the board in 1999. So there haven't been any since I've been on the board that I know of. Is that right, John? Any variances?
I had one in 2006.
What was it? Sorry? I was off then, by the way, but okay. What was it?
607 Alabama Avenue.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you tell me more.
The point being is that we look at the intent of the ordinance. What is the ordinance attempting to do? And if, unless the ordinance is incorrect, or there are other circumstances that need consideration to determine that the ordinance would be incorrect at this date and time or in this particular situation. But we always go back to what was the intent of the ordinance. This is why it was written. This is the intent. This is what it protects. What are we violating if you don't do that? At the same token, would you have a problem coming forward and saying, "Counselor, you're wrong"?
No, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem doing that.
And you wouldn't have a problem telling a citizen, "We're not going to grant you your variance"?
No, I wouldn't have a problem doing that.
Okay.
And then they'll sit at the table next to you and Jack Miracles 3 days later.
We get the same issues. We have a very contentious HOA in Kerry Dunes with a lot of things going on, and we had to say no to a lot of people and make people cut down palm trees that are in setbacks. And one of them was the neighbor right beside me, and I still have to see them every day. So, yeah, it's hard when, you know, someone doesn't abide by the rules and you have to make them comply, especially if it's your next door neighbor.
Well, the HOA experience is a pretty good experience for Board
the
of Adjustments.
The HOA experience, yes. Yeah, especially when somebody doesn't want a white fence and you know, they want to put something in the setback and you know, and you have to tell them no.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Well then, to accept the recommendation, we would need a motion.
Make a motion to appoint Connie Merkel as the alternate to the Board of Adjustments, right? Second. Alternate?
Yes, alternate.
Yep.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other points of discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous, Nancy.
Congratulations,
Connie.
Thank you.
You may not feel that way later, but
we appreciate you serving.
Yes, serving isn't always easy, as you know.
I know.
Okay.
You don't serve on any other ad hoc committees in town, do you?
No.
Okay.
This is the only one I do.
Okay. All right. Community Center Committee. No representatives this evening. Nikki, anything you want to mention for them or?
Their yard sale. They're having an indoor community yard sale on March 9th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's usually a good time, some good deals. Get there early.
7:30 to 10:30.
Marketing committee. No marketing committee representatives this evening, so we're moving right along with that. Planning and Zoning Commission. Planning and zoning inputs. As a liaison, you have anything you want to mention?
We're not going to do the alternate position tonight. We'll be waiting for Craig to present that.
He didn't say to do it, so you know, I have no problem doing it. You want to move forward with that?
It can be on the agenda next month.
Okay. We can put it
there. We'll do it that way.
Yep. All right. Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee. Dennis.
Yes.
You wish to address us.
Mayor, commissioners, just a couple of two things that the Beach Access Committee has been working on. We have new signs that we're proposing for this year. These are similar to the beach access signs that we put up last year at each of the parking lots and the major access points along Atlantic. These eight new access signs will essentially have the same content and font sizes as last year's signs. They've just been modified, so they're a little taller and narrower than we had. And the purpose there is to put them between two 4x4 posts, so we don't have to go through CAMA with 6x6 posts. Also to make the footprint smaller so that they fit more appropriately next to the wooden walkways.
Okay.
Right? And we don't want to, because many of these are in front of people's houses and other areas, and we want to minimize what we're putting up there.
Okay.
The cost is approximately $295 per sign. Total cost with tax is $2,525. This does not include the post, the hardware, or public works time. Jimmy and the folks in public works did a great job last year. Should be less expensive than putting up the 6x6. A little, not quite as heavy and as much work to get those in on the 4x4 signs. If I can have the next slide, it just shows you the slight differences. These are almost the scale. You can see it's a little taller and narrower. The formats change a little bit, but all the content is the same, And the font size, most importantly, is the same, so it's just as easy to read.
So everything that was on the previous signs is on the new signs?
Everything's on the previous signs is on the new signs.
Okay.
Everything that we approved last year and put forward. And it's the same size.
All right.
Just formatted differently and made a little more narrow. And then the access points are here. These are the 8 access points going north to south with the nearest cross street following it. So you get a rough idea where all of these access mm-hmm. points are. So I'd like town council to review this, approve it. And it is in our budget for 2018-19.
Okay, any questions for Dennis on these signs? I know you have an extra topic you want
to
bring up.
Yeah, we have another one to go.
But we can deal with this.
So Dennis, what are your plans for the old signs? Or are these additional signs, the 2018 signs? If any of them are left, I don't know.
The 2018 signs are at the parking lots. They're,
okay.
They're staying.
You're just adding
We're
signs.
Adding
okay. I want to make sure I understood.
The south side of town was done for the most part. Yeah. These are just to fill in the north side and the gaps.
I understand. I just want to make sure I understand.
So we put those at the parking lots mostly, and then the primary access points along Atlantic.
I understand.
The only place that we're not putting this year, again, budget constraints, and we'll decide next year if we want to put, there's a 3 or 4 more walkways on Atlantic, right on the boardwalk there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Which still have the old individual signs there, but I'm not sure there's much traffic that goes through there, those other access points, so we'll make that determination.
That's good. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Make a motion, we approve, it's in the budget.
Second.
Okay, any other questions? All in favor of adding the new signs and the new shape to the indicated access points? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous. Okay, what else you got, Mr.?
And Shoreline Access Beach Protection Committee is putting a new beach booster program together. And I'd like to introduce Ed White of the committee. And Ed's been taking the lead on this, and he'll go through the beach booster program.
Good evening, Mayor, Councilman. Commissioner. So Dennis mentioned the 12 signs that we put in place on 2018. And so for the back of those signs, we've thought about a way to offset costs for the future would be to open those up to sponsorship. So we would coordinate that with the Adopt the Beach program. The sponsorship signs would be on the back, like we said, of the 2018. There's 12 locations. The idea is to raise funds and offset our initiatives for the future, the new signs we're going and for the future. Also to support, maybe to support the Beach Ambassador program that we're working on, and also to remind visitors and residents to keep the beach clean and safe. So this is an example of one of the signs. So what Dennis showed you was on the front of the sign when you're leaving the street to go onto the beach. So this is what you would be seeing when you're coming off the beach. So the sign saying thank you, keeping the clean and safe, and then whoever chooses to put that sign there could put a sign up there.
Is this where you're going to put them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you go back to the one previous? Yeah. The brownish, orange, gray, gold, whatever that is around it. That's the back. It's the wooden part. The blue and the white are the actual sign that'll fit inside there.
Inside there.
All right. And it's a two-piece sign. So the thank you, keeping the beach is clean and safe will stay.
Yeah, that'll be uniform on every sign.
Right. And then the bottom advertising portion can be changed now.
Dennis and I did discuss using Carolina Beach's new logo for the beach, but we changed our mind about that. Never mind.
Yeah, no.
That's a move for it.
Now, I read ahead a little bit on this, so you have a couple ideas and rules on how to manage this, right?
Yes. Right, so qualifications. Our idea is that this would be open to Kerry Beach businesses or local residents. The donor message would not be political, and any of the layout and the wording would be subject to the approval of first the committee and then the town council. So, people wouldn't be able to just throw whatever they want in there. next one.
So it could be in memoriam signs, even.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Like it doesn't have to be a business. Yeah.
Like the fish or whatever, as long as they pay the fee.
Yeah. Yeah, an HOA could put it there, you know, whoever. But again, it could be just be like the fish, yeah. Initial amount?
And there'd be other restrictions that Alan, I think, mentioned. I think we're, you know, obviously other things that we, you know.
Yeah, I can see us letting a restaurant or a bar sponsor, but not put the logo of Budweiser or Miller or something like that on the back of it, where it was advertising a certain brand of alcohol. But if Bud and Joe's want to sponsor a place, but it says Bud and Joe's Sandbar, you know, I don't think that's any different than them having a sign in front of their business. I also thought about religious stuff to make sure we didn't have something that could be deemed offensive also too. In that, because I think we do have sometimes a fine line to walk there.
I guess that's why all messages would be approved by council.
Yeah.
How many signs are there total that would be like this?
It'll be 12. And then the next round,
total 20.
Right.
This is an annual fee.
So it would be $250 the first time, includes right. Your cost of the sign. And then the renewal each year, $100.
Would you do it like a 3-year contract? They wanted to do a 3-year to.
If someone wanted to, we could structure a fee schedule, so a little discount if you want 2 or 3 years. But we also thought that individuals might just want to do it for a year or something. So however we structure a contract, we can give a discount for multi-year.
Arlen, will we have to set up a separate revenue? You'll just set up a revenue account?
Well, it would just be within the general fund, but yeah, we'd have a separate line item. But I guess I would have a couple of questions.
Right.
Who's going to collect? Who's going to solicit, I guess, to get the advertisers? And also then who's going to collect and also bill, I guess, on basis if there's an annual renewal?
I think that would be done within the Shoreline Access Committee. Once, if we're given approval to go ahead, I think we would ask for the town's help in getting the word out there. And, you know, it's just in town news emails, if we're not getting a lot of input that way, or we're not getting a lot of response, then we can start going door to door. The businesses, word of mouth, you know, not sure what the response will be the first time through, so it's just kind of.
Well, I think it'd be very important to have a letter. Dennis is going to go out and go see a business. He should have a letter signed by the mayor stating this is a program of the town so they know it's legitimate and he's representing the town of Curry Beach when he goes out.
Well, so do we have guidelines already around signs for the Frisbee Golf Place? Because I know that's got advertising on the holes. Or is that not through the town, Nancy?
It is.
We ended
up with it. Yeah.
I understand. That's what happened.
They submit their sign design and we approve it, but I don't have any.
So you don't have any written guidelines, so just throwing it? Okay, that's cool. So
everything that, I mean, it wouldn't be, what they said, like nothing offensive or
right.
Or anything like that.
But you don't have anything written to,
no,
okay. You just say council don't approve this and tell us what to say, right? Okay. I mean, I'm kind of mixed on the whole advertising thing, but I understand it. That's why I was trying to do the math. So for 12 signs, that's $4,000. And you're saying half that's going to go away to pay for the signs, right? So
Correct. It's
$2,000. I mean, we need to write down rules if we're going to do that. I don't think you'll have any problems getting all the signs sold, right, if the town does that. Because that's way better advertising than the holes on the Frisbee golf course. If you're a business or anybody trying to get a message out.
I think we need to offer, just to make sure we don't have any situation where our local businesses don't feel slighted. We give everybody in Curry Beach opportunity to decline first. And then first come, first serve on location. Everybody's going to fight for a certain location.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then also, I just work your way out. Curry Beach to Carolina Beach before we go offline. We'd already discussed that. So, yeah.
Well, I'm not so sure necessarily. I mean, this is an idea. I'm not so sure that it would be incumbent on the committee to particularly manage it, maybe the design or whatever like that. We could discuss this further in naming, in our naming committee, I think. John, you're on that committee. Nick, you're on that committee. Dennis, you're on that committee. And we have Jim Dugan. And I think maybe we could discuss it in detail, have you come and talk a little more in depth about it. Okay. I mean, I think the idea is a good idea. And like David, I don't think you have any trouble, that we would have any trouble.
I was going to say it was a good idea. I'm not sure that I know which, right? So Carolina Beach sells ads on their lifeguard stands, and I've always hated that, right? This is nice because it's on the back of a sign, so you see it walking off, which is the perfect time to advertise. It's not like the whole day you're sitting at the beach, you're seeing this ad, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sort of, that's why I'm more ambivalent towards it. I don't know that the town, I mean, our, I don't know, I'm kind of in the middle, right? Because I know that whichever way you go, we have citizens that will really not like the town selling advertising, because we've heard of them before, right? Okay. And we have some that are like, that's a great idea, right? The issue is the money is like so negligible, then it becomes mm-hmm. what's right for the branding of the town to me, and I don't know that I know, right? I do like that it's on the back side of the signs. I like where y'all put it. It's the perfect place.
Can we go back to that sign?
Well, a couple of things we talked about. We were very up in the air in terms of how much we should charge for this.
Right.
Okay, and I guess when we really originally started, it was part of the Adopt a Beach program, which is where it kind mm-hmm. of originated, was to allow people who have adopted the beach to actually say this beach is sponsored by.
Right, exactly.
And then it kind of morphed into, well, if we do that, maybe other people would want to advertise. So what we actually charge, we can adjust that fee schedule. And, you know, if we're not charging enough, we could charge more to make it a little bit more worthwhile.
I don't know what the right amount is, but it seems really low for capturing everyone leaving the beach, right?
Right.
I don't know that we ever really intended it as a quote-unquote advertisement. It was more like a further participation of, like Dennis said, the Adopt the Beach program.
Well, I do like the top of the sign.
Yeah,
I mean, I think
I like the
top of the sign, right, is you know, thank you for coming and clean up the beach, you know?
Yeah, so that's what I mean, that the intent, you know, and the purpose is to keep in line with the Adopt the Beach program, because it doesn't even have to be a business, like they said, you know, if you have the sign that's up by, you know, Curry Beach Village, and they take that one, you know, Curry Beach Village HOA, thank
that's
you.
That's right, yeah.
So, and it's always, you know, the intent was always to keep it in Curry Beach, whether it's a resident, you know, like myself, right. I don't do business on the island, but I live here, or the town businesses. So I don't even think that we would ever really need to or look off the island or even Carolina Beach for it.
We weren't planning on aggressively, you know,
right.
going after businesses and trying to get the money. The other thing is we purposely made, you know, the thank you for keeping our beaches clean larger than the advertising.
No, I love the sign. So how much is a hole in the golf course?
It's $300 initially, and it's best real estate is better.
I know, it's a lot better. That's right.
Yeah.
Is that annual? But then, is that annual?
It's annually after. No, $300 for the initial sign and $50 annually after that. The town covers the cost of a replacement if it's damaged.
Yeah, what you guys said, the sponsor covers the cost, which I like that too, right? So I like what you guys are doing. And I think it's like it's a flip a coin on what the citizens would want. So that's why it's just I'm sort of okay whatever you guys think's best.
And the other thing to mention is that, you know, we're not going to be disappointed if we have 20 signs and only 10 of them have advertising.
Yeah, you just put the top section in, right?
Maybe the other one, just put the top section.
Or you put Town of Curry Beach, you know, and the bottoms which they don't get filled or something.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're not really. If we put this out there and we only get like 5 people, then
that's right.
You know, so
you got 7 to have.
Yeah, so
places.
I wouldn't advocate even going further if we don't get it done within Kerry Beach to go to Carolina Beach and ask for Lazy Pirate to put aside. Just keep it all in the town.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I like that too, actually. Now I like feel that. Better. I'm moving more, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's curious.
We're going to get you. We're going to get you.
There you go. You don't need me. You just need two
hours,
right?
I like you do.
So I propose this, if we can do this in by consensus, that says let the naming committee work this. I like the top of that sign. We'll think about any rules, guidance, costs, and come back to this committee when we think we have a plan, or come back to council when we think we have a plan that might be acceptable to the town and be viable. And
you probably need it in March, right?
I was going to say,
if you're going to order them and get on the
stolen right, a lot, right up on us. So, yeah.
I mean, so, if they're 2-bar signs, the good thing is you can order the top bars.
Yeah, right.
I like the top bars. It's really nice.
The top's a great idea. And it says, thanks for coming and clean up the beach.
We're also asking that the donors, you know, they'd be responsible for the design and the wording, and that they'd also participate in beach cleanups.
Nice, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's not just advertising. You have to be part of beach.
No, that's awesome.
Adopt the beach. And come out and clean. And
okay. So do we have consensus to have naming committee look at it? Can we take that as an action, Nancy? Naming committee?
That's your consensus.
And we'll call a meeting in the next 2 weeks or so and get into debate of this. Thank you very much for the idea.
Thank you for your time.
And thank you, as always, beach beautification does a nice job. Thank you. Non-town committee reports. We really don't have any non-town committee reports. We have a couple of vacancies. If anybody would like to be on some town committees, please feel free to stop by and speak to any of the councilmen or Nancy Avery.
Any bicycle enthusiasts in the audience, we're looking for a person to represent the town on the Bike Pedestrian Committee out of Wilmington.
Okay. Discussion and consideration of department head business. Administration. Nancy, nothing tonight? Thank you. Building department, John?
I have nothing, sir.
Nothing tonight?
Wow.
Finance department, Arlen, I think you do have some stuff for us tonight.
Yeah, I have one thing. Just one thing that's actually a couple of things.
One thing in many parts.
As council's aware, we're looking to replace all water meters throughout the town, including new automatic meter reading software will be incorporated with that. So with that in mind, we got the first estimate from engineering services on what that may cost as they put together the specifications. It's looking around $1.25 million at this point in time. So what we will need to do, since this is a multi-fiscal year project, since we'll start this year, hopefully wrap it up in the next fiscal year, we need to adopt a capital project budget ordinance. So that is the first thing I'd be looking for council to approve. I think it's in your agenda packet. It shows a breakdown of the expenditures of engineering and construction administration of about $31,500. The actual purchase installation of the water meters and then all the related software that's required is a little over $1.2 million. And then I factored in a contingency of about $155,000. That I put in here because until we actually get the bids back, mm-hmm. we're not really sure exactly what the project's going to cost. And then the revenue source for this would be a bank loan. Mm-hmm. An amount not to exceed $1.4 million.
Okay. We've talked about this for a while. It's been indicated as one of the capital projects we would be doing. We believe that these meters do need to be replaced. Some of them are aging out quite a bit, and it would be, this covers the entire project. So any discussion on this point so we can close at least this section before we move to the next one?
not, make a motion we approve the water meter replacement capital project ordinance as presented in the packet.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. Okay.
Then the next part is, because of the dollar amount of the loan and the type of loan that we need, we actually will need to get the approval from the local government commission. So there's an entire process that goes along with that. The first part is, if you see resolution R1901, which really is explains our intent, the town's intent to finance, and certain conditions were met. Talks a little bit about how the loan will be paid back, but it's something required by the LGC in order for us to proceed with filing an application for financing.
So this says the funds that are generated by the new meters are actually going to pay for the program.
Well, that will be that. That's what we're hoping, I guess, because there should be a. Improvement in accuracy in reading of water usage. So we've heard as much as a 20% increase in accuracy. Now, whether that's what the exact number is going to be, you know, we'll see. But yes, there should be an offset that can help pay for the loan payments going forward.
Okay. I'll make a motion we accept resolution R1901 as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay.
So then this type of financing also requires a public hearing. So I guess the thought was, whether we do it as the first order of business at the March meeting.
Okay, I make a motion we schedule a public hearing on this issue at 5:30 on March 18th.
We'll do it during the council meeting, or during the...
We just do it before, right?
However you would like. I mean, you could do it at 5:30, you could do it as first order of...
Do it at 5:45 if you want.
Yeah, let's do it at 5. Well, there might be more discussion on this.
Let's
do 5:30.
Give it time, in case someone will speak up.
Okay. 5:30. Is that the
motion?
Second.
All right. So we have a motion, a second. Comments, discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Then the last part is resolution R19-02, which is called the declaration of official intent to reimburse. And that's really to meet the IRS requirements for whoever we end up borrowing the money from, and that allows us to reimburse ourselves. We will have some upfront costs before we actually get the loan secured, I guess, so that allows us to use the part of the loan proceeds to reimburse what we've already expended.
Make a motion we adopt, we pass resolution R19-02 as presented.
Second.
Motion offered and seconded. Discussion or comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, our own Jimmy. Thanks you too.
Yeah, Jimmy. Thanks you too. Yeah, for his project here. Mr. Kennedy, fire department.
Yeah, just a couple quick things. The gym equipment at the fire station's fully in place now and up and fully operational. So I encourage council to come by and take a look at the.
Start working
nice
out.
Facilities. Yes, I'll
work
out if you want to.
That was a hint.
Secondly, we have
I've lost 30 pounds.
A vacancy amongst our full-time staff. We've already started advertising about the past week. It'll go on for another 2-3 weeks, and then we'll start the interview process and hopefully have that spot filled by April 1st is the goal. And then lastly, we will be conducting our hydrant maintenance and flow testing in the entire month of March, so our full-time staff will be out and about every day, and I'll coordinate that with Jimmy. We won't do any flow testing this year. That happens every 3 years, but we'll physically open them up. Be slight water flow, but we'll take the caps off, lube them up, and if there's any issues. And of course, if there's any obstructions, we usually have 3 or 4 property owners that have a bush or two here and there that is easily fixed. So
Okay.
One
question, how about the beach staff? What's the plan on the beach staff?
So we usually advertise around the 1st of March.
Okay.
We already have a good idea prior to before the season starts of who's coming back from the year before. We've got a good looking crew coming back again, usually 60-70% return rate.
Okay. How many do you think we'll have?
30.
30 for the beach. Okay. Anything else, Chief?
That's all.
Thank you. Police Department?
Nothing.
Nothing? Tonight, Mike? Public Works Department? Well, we know they're busy.
Yeah.
Recreation?
Just a reminder, the Polar Plunge is Saturday. It involves a 5K and silent auctions and band and costume contest and people jumping in the ocean around 3 o'clock.
Do you need any help on any of that stuff, Nikki? You all set? Okay.
What's the route of the 5K now?
I can send it to you.
Okay. I'm sure it's posted somewhere.
Downtown News tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. I'll just read you there then. Right. Do you have to close any roads, Mike?
In Avenue, Atlantic Avenue will be closed right across In Avenue twice. So
okay.
Same spot. With additional personnel for that.
So you're all set for that, Mike? You got it? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Discussion and consideration of old business. Town facility construction project status report. Commissioner Oliver, what do you got for us?
The town hall part of the building is just about complete. They're finishing some punch list items. And the dais in the council room. And they're working very diligently back in the police department and the old fire department to get it finished. And we have set the week of Monday, March 11th. As our day is turned over to us. So I'd like to, if someone to entertain a motion, we close town hall for that week to help pack, move, unpack computers, telephones, what all else we have. We staff feels like it would be better to close down for that week. Of course, John will have his cell phone. You know, he'll still be doing things. And of course, police will be operating to still.
So it's pretty much administration would be down because records, computers have to be brought back up, transferred. Nancy, will we have somebody that will direct phones to or something for?
Not for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday while we're physically moving. We can check voicemail, but we're not going to be able to respond and give balances for your water bills and that kind of thing.
So we'll collect the messages. We'll have a message that says town hall is closed for the move, and we'll get back to you.
Right. Is that the biggest issue? It's really water bill balances and stuff like that during the middle of the month? Is there any other serious issues that come up that you guys can think of?
That's primarily it.
Did we talk, isn't that the week they read meters?
Yes.
When will we start sending out notifications?
To let people know.
What's that?
When will we start letting people know that that's what we've changed?
Well, it's written.
Well,
after we vote.
If we vote on it, we can send out a letter. Okay.
So you're saying not Monday through Wednesday, but you asked for the whole week, so Thursday and Friday be catching up? Just
Thursday and Friday will be catching up. There's a lot that staff has to do, such as the meter readings have to come in. This agenda packet week, we'll have a lot of things that we have to catch up on. Plus, we have to bring files back that have been off site. And I'd like staff to have at least Thursday and Friday to come in and work and make sure everything's caught up and ready to go.
I know we moved here. Almost the whole staff was there 8 o'clock Sunday night.
Yeah, we don't want to do that again.
It was a real push. We closed at 3 o'clock on Friday, staff packed. So we were here till 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Then Mandy and I were here much of the weekend, and then Monday we were here late. We opened up Tuesday morning.
But
we have new furniture to come in.
There's a lot more to do.
We've got 4 trailers we have to empty.
Oh, yeah.
I think we learned a few things when we moved into the fire department that some of the IT stuff didn't necessarily work out exactly the way we wanted it to. So I think this will make it more manageable and maybe less stressful for staff to do this.
Okay, is that so, the correct one?
That, so that's your recommendation, then, Nancy, is close that week?
Yeah, and we talked about it, and we asked about water billing and that type of thing. So
if we make that determination tonight and we vote and we say the week of the 11th of March, and there's a problem and the contractor says, I need another week.
Well, the town hall will be ready.
Yeah.
Town hall will be ready.
It's almost ready right now.
Okay.
Police department may be another story, but the town hall will be ready.
Pretty much ready.
Just get a good one done, Mike. It'll be okay. Yeah, we'll take care of it. I'm supportive. Just what's our communication plan, right? So definitely the email blast, and then on the website.
Newspaper.
Yeah, and how does y'all's funds work right now with after hours? I haven't called it in a long time, so. Can we change that the week before?
Get a voicemail.
Yeah, but what's the voicemail message? Normal hours are this to this, right? The week before, can y'all change that so the town hall will be closed? So if people get voicemail, they'll at least know.
And we could put on there that they could call Public Works if they have an emergency that relates to Public Works.
Well, they should call 911.
Yeah. Well,
if there's water stuff, they call the fire department, the police department.
They're going to come
see it. Water leaks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just concerned about the community. I'm supportive, Alan. I just want to make sure we communicate as best we can, and then people are still going to not like it.
Okay, so we need a communication plan that includes letter, Gazette.
Yeah, the Gazette. He'll definitely put it in for us.
And a message for the voicemails.
And the website.
Anything else?
Yeah, the website.
The website.
Yeah.
Or a letter from you posted on the website.
Yeah.
This is our last meeting right here.
There he is. Yeah, we'll be in the big place.
Yeah.
In the new place the next Monday.
There you
go. So you want to make that a motion for closing it?
Yeah, I'll make the motion that we close town hall for the week of March 11th to pack and move to our new town hall facility.
Second.
Any discussion or questions?
Just say nice things when people call you mad about it.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Give them my phone. That's what I'm saying. Those guys go to Alan.
Yeah, they don't love Alan, I guarantee you. I'll forward me to.
Okay.
My phone rings enough.
All right. Language for plaque to dedicate the new buildings to the citizens. Now, David and I have come up with a real rough estimate here. However, I think you all have a copy. We don't have to necessarily accomplish this evening, but the intent was, based on our last vote, we had decided we were not going to list the mayor, the council members, and ad infinitum, kind of like the awards to the uninvolved. Instead, we had thought we'd go with a plaque that more or less said, building dedication plaque to the taxpayers of Curry Beach that have made this complex a reality, to the councils and town staff of 2016 through 2019, architect Oakley Collier, general contractor Thomas Construction, period. Discussion.
I'm not a big fan of the word taxpayer.
Yeah, okay.
I like citizens, but I know some citizens are probably citizens and they don't pay taxes.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
Kind of strikes me as taxpayer.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be residents and property owners.
Could be residents. Residents and owners.
And property owners.
That's not a bad idea. You're right, because there are people who live here and they don't pay taxes because they rent, and there are people who are taxpayers and never show up.
It's been 3 years.
But
there are probably a number of owners that they receive and they actually contributed taxes to help pay for them because they own and rent their place out.
Is this fundamentally what we want as a council to go up there? We can do some wordsmithing unless we have ideas on what that wordsmithing ought to be right now.
Well, I am in favor of short, sweet, to the point. Right. Folks made it happen.
Well, we all voted for option two, which was the simple plaque, one, the which we were going to go vote. So, but it wasn't unanimous. So, does anybody have any other pieces of information they would like to see on this?
We need to put our construction management company.
Is that different from the general contractor?
No, that's Lumpkin and Team.
Lumpkin and Constructed Building Solutions.
Okay, so that has to be added?
Yeah.
I'll work with you on that, Alan.
Yeah.
So I have the right thing down there. Yeah, and I wasn't sure if Oakley Collier was an ink or a...
We'll get right.
Yeah.
Anything else? Why don't we bat around that first phrase, right? So
okay.
I kind of agree with John. I mean, I don't totally agree. I kind of think that it is important that we make sure that the message is right. So taxpayers some people may react to that, but citizens or residents, maybe not, or if we just think about how that should be, right? Because there are a lot of stakeholders in the building, right? And I like that we have, you know, the staff in the second line, but really it's the citizens, residents, mm-hmm. however you think about it, right? So
what if we said something like, this building is dedicated to the citizens of Curie Beach, you know, something along that line, that we're formally dedicating this building to the citizens of Curie Beach.
I don't have a problem with that. What would you like to say?
Well, why don't we let it percolate and send it around? Because we don't really need to decide probably until the March meeting. How long will it take to get a plaque, do you think, Nancy or team?
Depends on what kind of
place. Right.
One of those bronze plaques that we have before could take a few months.
But they could also do us a proof on a piece of foam board.
So that's right.
We could have it there.
That's right, and then wait for the record. It's better to get it right than...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah.
My thought would be it would be an inside. I don't want to have that whole outside pasted with badges. So I would think this would be inside. So something on the entrance wall, particularly with all the windows that we have in the front. But we'll look for some of your guidance on this one.
Yeah, we were talking about a pedestal this one was last week.
Yeah, we're talking about a pedestal type post.
Okay, I will modify this based on what input you have given, and I will send it out. I'll send it out to you guys for comment.
The inside on the wall, or is it pedestal and landscape?
My thought was it might go on the inside wall.
Well, we got to set it because they're probably building it or thinking about building it pretty soon, right, Alan?
I mean, we haven't looked. I'm assuming we'll buy that pedestal from the same company we bought the ones from before for Oceanfront Park, and somebody build it for us.
I don't know where they got pedestals from. I would have to
figure
that out.
But we'll have to figure it out if it goes inside.
Okay. Well, what do you guys want?
Well, we got some of those old, we got the older signs too. We got to look at everything that we've got.
True.
So.
But you're going to, I thought we had discussed having the older sign on a pedestal. Do you want to put the new sign on a pedestal as well?
I thought we were going to put all the signs
on
the pedestals.
Pedestals,
yes.
Yeah. What's the...
That's what they showed in the last meeting. That was what the drawing showed.
Okay. Is that the will of the council?
I'm okay with it. I don't have any really preference one way or the other.
Well, right. It might be good to be consistent. I mean, I'm okay either way. Just let me know, what is the will of the council? What is your will?
Is the outside pedestal something we've been taking down during a hurricane?
We didn't take the one at the Oceanfront Park,
no.
No, and it stayed fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 7th Street. If the pedestal goes down, we got a lot bigger problems than the pedestal. Not to be funny at all, actually.
And I'll say that big bronze plaque that we had hanging in the lobby at Town Hall before,
was a monster to get up there and a monster to get down. And I don't know that we have the, I mean, it took a lot to hold that thing up there as far as support.
Right.
So I don't know how much of that is built into the studs.
Right.
Yeah, we probably didn't tell them to.
We didn't put blocking in those walls or any sign, you know, like we did for the TVs.
Well, it wouldn't have to be brass, but, I mean, so be it. John, what's your thought outside with the other one?
Well, that would be fine. I was going to ask, is there a deterioration? 5 years, we got to do it again, or 10?
Not that brass, though.
Not a brass.
You just got to put brass on and clean it.
You don't have to do it again, because most of the time, you mount them to exterior walls if you have wall space, so there won't be enough. Once we buy it, it's going to be there. We have to clean it. It's going to tarnish, but that's it.
Okay.
So I think it's on pedestals. That's what it seems like. And then we just got to send around so we can get the wording right.
Okay, so the action's going to be, it will be on a pedestal outside, and I will modify this based on the comments, and you guys modify it as you see it if it doesn't reflect what your condition was. Okay?
Do you have the size of the other one, because they're going to be up so it's all sort of similar?
I can get it.
Right.
I don't have it. I mean, it was pretty decent size. So it was convinced. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we can get the actual size from him. He has the black forms.
Yeah. Ask him to send a picture of it too, to remind some of us that forget what it looks like me.
I can forward it to you.
Thanks.
Okay. Cool. All right. Did you get the action? Thank you. Thanks for your help on that too, Stan. Possible amendment to section H of the committee policy regarding damage assessment and emergency management members to ensure no restriction on who may serve to help the community. David?
Yeah, this one was mine just when we were talking about all the community service issues last month. I don't have any proposed wording tonight, sorry, to the council, but I'll look at that as we're looking at the emergency response plan and work to get it all to you guys by the April meeting, the April meeting, so we can start approving that. It's not an issue because I think we're an ad hoc committee. We just got to clean up the wording so that people can be on both. Because I don't want us to limit anybody to helping John Batson from P&Z or anything like that. That's really the issue.
There was a...
it looks like Nancy helped me out.
Yeah, I was going to say...
She said, why don't you just tell what you're done? And then I was shut up. No, I think it's a purpose. I just sat in that time looked at it. So, didn't travel too much. But basically what Nancy did is help me out by making an exemption for those specific temporary committees, which I hope we won't have to use for 20 years. And
that's a pretty concise statement.
Yeah, that's perfect for what I was asking. Just to add that to the bottom, that they're allowed to serve on all other committees.
Yep.
So then I'd make a motion to adopt Nancy's verbiage because it works perfectly for me.
Second.
There you go.
Any comments or questions?
And thank you, Nancy. Sorry I didn't read far enough in the packet.
So this does allow during emergency situations that people can work on more than one committee because there may not be that many people here to do it. So, okay.
Well, especially
so we have so we have a motion, and did I have a second?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Nancy.
Dedication ceremony. Mr. Ellen, how are we doing?
We're doing great. I had a couple of meetings. I would like to ask the council for a consensus to shoot for the Saturday of May the 11th as a dedication ceremony and open house for the whole complex. The town hall, police, fire, everybody will be in and operating. We'll have a know, invite some dignitaries, have the mayor get a talk, food and drink, ribbon cutting, dedication sign we've just been talking about to the complex, and then possibly have that in the council room, and then move over to the fire station, dedicate that, as we've been talking about. And lots of other things going on, sure. How much food, is there music, seating section for the dignitaries. I mean, there's lots of things to do, but...
As we get close to this, and Nancy, you're part of that committee, so I know you're giving them some, we're getting guidance from administration. I think we should pick some number for you to work within, so you don't have to bring things forward every time you need to make a decision relative to, are we going to have coffee and donuts or whatever. Do you have any idea what that should be?
We were kicking that around. You know, if you say 200 people, $10 a head, that's $2,000 for that type of thing.
Okay.
I think that would be more than enough. We're not there to provide lunch.
Right.
So if you have coffee and pastries or finger foods and you run out, you ran out.
Okay.
That type of thing.
Okay. So, well then, I would...
$2,000 up the limit.
Does that sound reasonable, recreation, Nancy, or you guys, to do something like that?
Now, would invitations come out of that?
Yeah, I would say we'd put it all in there. So if we're going to do invitations and if we're going to do any plaques, so maybe we should make that closer to $200 or something.
I mean,
okay, because invitation, the mailing, and the plaques.
$3,000.
Sounds, if you need more, just come back and tell us, okay? So we need a motion to agree on the date. And the amount.
The date was?
Yes, George.
I might suggest, I don't know if y'all know, but that's Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, we do know that's Monday. We're just running out of time between
what
we can do.
And,
yes. Yeah. Yep. It's an important date. Some people may not be here, or there may be a lot more here, one way or the other.
We back it up. If we're going to be in March, you know, we've got some time to work it, but if you back it up into those last few weeks of April, you're all over Easter. You know.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah, because Easter's
Mother's Day weekend. Yeah. That's all. I have no problem.
Okay.
And the committee had talked about a Saturday. We do have a lot of retirees in the community. We could do a Friday. People can take the day off. But we had originally talked about it being a Saturday. And maybe start around 10 o'clock in the morning with the festivities, advertise an open house following the ceremony part. People could just drop by and see the new facilities. If they weren't available at the ceremony part, they could still come over. So rather than like 10 to 11, have it 10 to 2. But the ceremony would be maybe about an hour short.
And everybody wear a clean town shirt for the press.
As long as we don't have to wear a suit. I'm
okay.
Time of that.
So anything else, John?
No.
Any questions?
No.
So make a motion. We set the date as May 11th.
Second.
And set a budget not to exceed $3,200, what you said?
Yeah.
From what, from wherever Arlen tells us it comes from. It comes from the general fund. Yeah. So we'll have a budget amendment at the next meeting.
Second.
Okay. Questions? Statements? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, John. Okay, we now come to the draft amendment to the Code of Ordinances defining the faithful attendance. that we had the open meeting on previously. So we need some motions, gentlemen.
So I make a motion that we define faithful attendance in Part 2, Chapter 2, Article 3, Section 42, Subsection D, adding language to define faithful attendance as no more than 3 excused absences in a rolling 12-month period for the Planning and Zoning Commission members.
Second.
Motion second. Any questions? Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'll make a motion to the Code of Ordinances defining faithful attendance in Chapter 17, Zoning, Article 2, Section 45, to define faithful attendance as no more than 3 excused absences in a rolling 12-month period for Board of Adjustment members.
Second.
Motion second. Comments? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now we go to discussion and consideration of new business, and I believe we have Jeff and Gretchen Castarella. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes.
Please state your name in full and where you live.
Okay. I'm Gretchen Castarella, and my husband Jeff, and our kids Beth and Jack are here as well. And we moved here in August last year, just in time for the hurricane, from Colorado. We've vacationed here in Curry Beach off and on for 10 years, and we love it. So we're really happy to have an opportunity to move here. And we bought the property at 834 North Fort Fisher Boulevard, and we have plans submitted to Mr. Batson to build a duplex there. And we're here to ask council to consider a 15-foot encroachment onto the building line for a pool to add to our duplex that we want to build. Right now, we don't have a real home. We are renting another property in Curry Beach in the off-season. We'll be moving out of there to I don't know where in May, and then I don't know what.
Have you started construction of this property?
No, we have not.
Okay. Do you have a defined plan of this property?
We do. Yes, we have a plan. We have all the plans right here.
Well, I mean, I would be looking at John to take a look at that. From that perspective, if you know precisely what you want to build on that property, that makes your discussion more concise.
Yes.
That's the only point that I want to make.
And I believe you have a packet.
Mm-hmm.
And the last page of that packet shows unofficial, but it shows a sketch of the property lines and boundaries and the proposed residence, and then our proposed pool that would encroach 15 feet beyond the building line.
Okay.
And we understand Jeff spoke with Mr. Batson about previous times when the council has approved these, and we understand that there needs to be a signed agreement that would allow the town to remove the pool at any time at the owner's expense. So we understand that. We did review some of the prior pool encroachment agreements. And then we found the satellite imagery at the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality website that allowed us to look at properties, and you can map out the feet from the building line and see how far other encroachments have gone. So we looked at that and had some comparisons in the packet of 4 other properties. And the 15 feet encroachment that we're asking for would put our total building with the pool to be at 109 feet, which is less than the average of the other properties that we had compared to.
Okay, so it's 109 feet from the front of your property to the back decking of the pool?
To the edge of the pool, I believe. And
does that include the decking of the pool, or are you just talking about the edge of the pool?
It would include the decking of the pool.
It would include the decking of the pool.
And but it's the 109. Does that include the 20-foot setback from the road? It's not
right. I think I subtracted that out of there for both ours and the previous ones.
So
they're lined up even
from the road side.
Okay. Okay. There was some comment, I don't know if I saw it in here or something. Do you have enough parking designed into your facility?
We do.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Okay.
Pat Bristow has a drawing of that. I think we have seven slots.
Seven.
I think John mentioned six we need, but we've got room for seven.
How many do they need, John, according
based
to?
Based off current drawings, they only need six.
Okay, so they'd have more than enough, you believe, anyway.
So, John, where is this in the discussions we've had on other pools? Is it still within the line we talked about? Because at the last two, we've talked about the way the building lines are sliding, where your recommendation was, and where are you on this one?
This area is north of the general area you've approved them in the past by about three blocks. Is not nearly as hurt by the building line as the properties around the Sea Watch area where you have approved these encroachments in the past. And additionally, since we did adopt the building line instead of the static line and last year by CAMA, they've got even more room than they used to have. So
then this meets the guidelines that you've given us. We're still within what you were worried about. We're good. This is good. Your recommendation to the council is this is no worse than the ones we've already done. I know you don't like them, but that's...
No,
I'm not putting words in you.
It's a lot different than the ones that you permitted.
So then that's what I'm asking. What's the difference?
Yeah, what is the difference?
A typical building footprint of the properties that you have permitted is about 70 feet. And the building footprint that he has, without going into the encroached area, is 90 feet.
We do have in the comparisons that we have, you can see in that first, on the summary page, the second column there, you can see the usable lot length without encroachment, and you can see that our lot is at 94, and the others are smaller than that. The difference, though, is in the encroachment for the pool for those other lots is much larger than what we're asking for. So that in total, we are...
What is the combined square footage of your home?
We're building the two floors.
Yeah.
One, the top floor that we will live on, and the one below that to rent. They're a little over 2,400 square feet each.
So about 4,800 square feet, less than 5,000.
Yes.
It is less than 5,000. That's important in case of something happens in the future. Sure, please address.
So I think my main point with the analysis was John's absolutely right that we have more room to begin with in terms of building envelope, if you will. But the amount that we need of extra to squeeze in this rather small-ish pool is so much less than what the previous encroachment agreements have allowed, that the total amount of land length, if you will, ends up being 109 feet for us, whereas the average of all the other properties that receive the encroachment agreement is at 113 feet. Average. So we're really in total a little bit below the average, mainly because they just needed so much more room for their pool because they didn't have as much room to begin with. But once you take the two items together, mm-hmm. I think
when you add the home and the encroachment together, you're right. Saying that yours actually less than the average.
That's the average.
And matter of fact, it looks to me like other than 454, you're less than all of them.
Right.
The other thing too, I believe the other properties, I don't know if this factors in at all, I believe the other properties are single family.
They are.
Ours is a duplex lot.
They are.
So I don't know if that matters. But.
just encourage council to look into the reason we started allowing these things about 6 or 7 years ago before you continue on.
So, okay, so remind us, right?
Well, those lots are severely restricted in the area that we're talking about, Seawatch area, from mid 400 block all the way through the 600 block. The building line, which is our beach renourishment encroachment, or beach renourishment easement, swings towards 421 much closer than other areas of the beach, all areas of the beach. So those lots are actually, their buildable footprint is smaller than virtually every other lot in Drury Beach. So,
are they under 5,000 square feet?
Mm-hmm.
The lots themselves are all larger than 5,000 square feet, but the footprint is normally smaller, yes.
Because of the way the building line cuts in?
Okay. Yes,
so they own property, but it's unusual property.
The other thing to take into consideration is I believe all but one of these encroachments you allow are for houses that were already built.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, the last one was under construction, right?
The last one that you approved last month has been built for about 15-year-old.
Well, they're making some changes there or something?
Well, they messed up on the sides. Okay.
That was about an alley.
Okay.
Right? That was the alley encroachment.
And to answer your statement, Commissioner Hedger, it's not that I don't like it. I want everybody to do whatever they want to with their property, but I just know how hard it is for us to get money every year for beach renourishment. And we keep allowing pools to be built in this area.
So your bigger concern is, well, I don't want to say what your concern is because I don't know what it is. I just want to understand your position, right? So I'm sorry if I put any words in your mouth. I didn't mean to. You're doing what you should do. Tell us what we should know. And I appreciate it. So I'm sorry if I did that. Didn't mean to.
So they essentially have a larger lot, right?
They've got a larger lot they're developing currently.
Right. So they have a larger lot and are using less of the space.
No, they're using all their space. That's what they're asking for their encroachment.
What I'm saying is that they have a much
they're
bigger
using
lot
less of the encroachment
and they're using less of the encroachment area. Right.
So, what is the questions, gentlemen? Positions, points? Where are you?
I don't know how we altogether how we got where we are now with one without having a clear defined set of parameters to go on when someone applies. Because I understand what John's saying, but we haven't said that in policy or in guidance that we've given. You mean you follow what I'm saying? I mean, we started accepting these things. We set a precedent that
we're
accepting.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's right up here.
So if we're going to change things or if we're going to start modifying which ones we adopt or which ones we don't, then we're going to have to clearly come up with a lot size.
Well, there's not.
That we're going to say if it's over this size, we're not going to accept it.
Well, how do you tell somebody that has a larger lot they can use less of it than somebody has a bigger
lot? I don't know how we got to where we got on this.
So, I mean, I understand. I'm just having trouble with the math. I understand that we really don't want pools on the beach. John is 100% correct on that. And you're right. We're getting ourselves a little spun up on things. But I
don't know that we don't have pools on the beach. I mean, I don't care. I mean,
because
when it washes away, if the hurricane takes it, it doesn't cost the town anymore. I think the issue is the Corps of Engineers or funding source is going to care if they look from a satellite view and see this or not. That's the issue to me, right?
Okay.
And so that's what I'm trying to figure out is what previous councils have done and what this council's done twice, right? Since mm-hmm. this council's been here, we've only done it once or twice, me and you, and then me, you, and Joe, and then you guys have done it once, maybe, or maybe we've done it twice together. But previous councils did it. How many do we have right now that we've approved in this easement? Five?
I can't remember the exact
It's 4 or 5, right? And so I've got the picture up, so I was trying to see how far it sticks out. Does it stick out further than, if you look down the line, is it way worse or not? Or is it right in line with all the rest of them up that way, right? Because 4 doors down, there's a pool, or 3 doors down from where you're building. I can see it on, and then another 2 doors down to the north, there's another double pool, which is sort of weird looking, whatever that is. So there's the house, and there's one, and there's two more. And there's another one, 2 more up. And I'm sure Carolina Beach has got a bunch up if I kept going north, right? So does it stick out further than the ones that this council's approved on the building line or not? That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
Does it extend further over our encroachments?
Right.
That one?
Yeah.
No, that one does not.
It does not. So it's not going to be the worst one from a satellite view of Curie Beach, right? That's sort of my issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we should, if we think that CAMA or the state or someone's going to use this as a decider for funding, we should ask that question. So I don't know how you ask that question, though.
That's part of what I was referencing earlier, is that I would encourage council to read, look over the minutes from previous administrations when all of this began.
Right.
Because we actually saw guidance from the Army Corps of Engineers at that time.
What did they say?
Army Corps of Engineers said that is our easement and we're in control over it.
That's all they said.
Which is why they say if we tell you to move that, you're going to move it at your expense.
But it's
right?
The way they said it.
How do they say it?
When they said that, it was, well, it's your easement, but you should have the language to remove should we need to take any action or any construction in that part of the easement.
Yeah, that's what we've done.
But they, yeah. It was the tone.
Right.
It's yours.
Yeah.
You know how the government is.
No, it's not how the federal government is. No one knows how
not
the government
this government
is.
Anyway.
No, we're talking about the Corps of Engineers. They get,
yeah, right.
Get sliced.
So, okay.
For this, we build a wall.
Where are you on this, John?
I'm for approval. I don't know how many more of these we're going to get while I'm sitting here, but I don't know how you turn somebody down when we'll approve several.
Well, certainly, if we're going to set up new rules, you should probably do it prior to people making an investment specifically to do this, I guess. I don't know. We need to be upfront about it. Any comments here? Any
paperwork.
Any antagonistic comments? Any against?
No. Mayor, the data on this package says this is less intrusive than some of the ones we've already approved.
So. Yeah, I agree. I don't know how to refuse this, even if I want to.
I know how to refuse it.
Well,
so
yeah,
I'm
but
sorry.
Logically,
I just got to get two of you guys to vote with me, so I know how. The issue is, what's the reason, right? You don't just refuse stuff for no reason, right?
Now, right. I don't think
that's where I'm with you guys.
I don't see a reason.
Because I don't have a good reason. Now, I am interested in pulling the... So I'm fine with this one, but I think
we need to
I would like
forward.
It to be put on the agenda next month, and if we could share the discussions and minutes from the original time it was discussed by the council before us and whenever the first one was, when none of us were on, it might be good for all of us to review that.
Okay.
So
you might want to, if you get to that point, you might want at that time to pass a moratorium on issuing.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's something like that.
Right. That's exactly why I'd like us to review it and take it up in the next meeting. But I make a motion we approve this one as presented, as long as they do the same things that previous ones have, which is work with the attorney to make the proper language and all the easements.
Yep. Pending your review, Andy, of the document.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, we have any comments, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet.
Good luck on your new house. So, can you let her know when the first one was so she didn't have to search the minutes, John?
I have it.
You have it already? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Nancy's the quickest
one. I'm interested to read that one. Do we have it on the tape as well? Nice. I'll listen to it in my driving.
Yeah. Okay. Mayor updates. Oh, that's me. Parking. Okay, Joe and I did do our walkthrough on Sunday. And Jimmy, we have a memo for you.
Yes,
pending approval of the council. We looked at 6th Avenue from K to I. No parking in the first 30 feet on any of the corners because we have drain structure and AT&T structure and other structures on the ends of these things. diagonal parking on each side of the tree line from K to J. There's about 30 places, and then from J to I, there's another 30. We're not going to recommend parking from I to H. That is a very soft area, and I think we would have to put gravel in there, and that's more than we want to spend until we determine that it's
being used.
Actively used.
Does that mean we're going to ticket if people park there?
It's not a marked space? Or?
It's not a marked space. Well, that's a fair comment.
I'm showing a lot of enthusiasm for ticketing. So
let's deal with the number, and then we'll decide what to do with the... Because if it isn't marked for parking, you're supposed to be ticketed at the discretion of the
police. There is a lot of tracks there. It looks like people have gotten stuck and tried to get out. So in several areas in that last block.
So that would be a total of 120 bumpers and spaces for that particular area. Then I Avenue between 4th and 6th Streets. Again, no parking within 30 feet of the corners. Fort Fisher to 3rd already has 23 bumpers that people are using. We looked at 4th to 5th. We thought we could do 12 spaces diagonal on each side and 5th to 6th the same for a total of 48 bumpers and spaces. When we went to E Avenue, between 3rd and 4th, no parking within 30 feet of the corners again, but that median is not as broad and it would not support back-to-back parking. So we thought we could get a maximum of 11 spaces on that smaller median in a herringbone arrangement, like a zipper, you know? Six on one side, five on the other, but not head-on. That would be 11 bumpers. Ocean Dunes public access to Surf Rider Court, 50-foot limit each side. We think we can get 5 diagonal spaces on each side of that one on Surf Rider Court. So we'd like you to take a look at that. And people will back out into the northbound lane so they're not crossing traffic to back out.
So they'll have to go to the south, turn around, and come back up and pull in that manner.
Yeah, they'll have to. Well, if there's nobody blocking you, you can probably do the whip in. But getting out, you're going to have to back into your lane of traffic, not across traffic, or you'll never get out of there.
Right.
So that would be a total of 10 bumpers. However, Ocean Dunes public access at Stormy Petrel, we're not going to recommend any parking there because we have significant infrastructure, many water valves, and we don't need to have more of that. There was one other area we looked at, but it would only take 4 cars parallel parking in the 50 feet, and that's just nonsense. So the only place we're going to park is Surf Rider, if council agrees. Okay? When you look at that, it looks like the total number of bumpers and spaces that will be designated will be 190 spaces. That's where that stands based on Joe and I's work. Anybody have any questions for us?
Good job.
By Easter weekend.
Sunday. No football game.
I'll come help.
Didn't miss a basketball game. Any comments, questions, guys?
So how much parking... I'll have to go look at the water valves you guys were worried about at Storing Petrol. How much is normally people parking for that beach access down there, Mike, in the summertime?
At Ocean Dunes?
Yeah.
A lot.
They all park along that side.
I mean, even if it's only 4 spaces, I don't know that... Because that's a public beach access. And if we start making where there's not any public parking by public beach access, I don't think that's a good move for us to do.
Well, the only other thing that we looked about...
Even if it's only four spaces, fine, four spaces.
We can certainly do that. We've got the... At Surfrider, we have... Do you remember how many spaces are in the public parking lot down there? They'd have to walk a block.
It could be about 24.
Yeah, right down there.
It's 12 on each side.
They'd have to walk a block, but there's...
No, I'm just saying that we should not strand a public beach access, and that's what we're doing at Story Petrol. Even if it's, I don't care if it's only one, I just think there should be a public parking place by all beach accesses, because that's the problem we have up to the north, and I think it's a bad thing when, it's just like this pool thing, when we're arguing to the legislature, or arguing with the county commissioners about supporting sand to our beach, we want to be able to say, look, we provide as much public beach access as possible. Even if it's only four, it's like there's four spaces right here. We put as much as we could safely in, right? And I just think that's a much easier story than, oh, this beach, I won't mention any county commissioner's name, but I see a county commissioner standing at a public beach access, there's nowhere I can park down here. I know the one that would do it, and so I would just rather us, even if it's only three or four spaces, right, and they'll always be full by people who live down there, maybe. That's
well,
fine.
Not about 20. You'd really only be looking at three spaces.
Okay, fine.
Really, I didn't even think about that.
Like I said, it's only one.
If they do parallel parking, then 9 by 20, right, John?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for paying attention.
So 50 feet on each side, okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, I recommend we put at least one. I'm fine if it's only one, but I don't think there should be none.
On the opposite of that, we have to put no parking signs up if we don't allow it, which is not very...
Okay. Pleasing. Okay, I mean, I'm fine with this. If we can go with this for now, and then, David, maybe if you want to take a look down there and see
if Jimmy's got valves that we need to protect, we'll protect them with bollards. But I just encourage council to consider helping us on the PR front when we're talking with people. And I don't think you strand a public beach access if you can't help it.
Okay. I agree with that.
So what do we have? Do we have a motion to accept this with a review of Stormy Petrel?
That's my motion.
So who's going to make the motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All right. Any other discussion or questions?
Good information.
Yes.
I do think those other two public accesses by Ocean Dunes, I primarily use, he has some cars parking there, but most of them come in across this county from Fort Fisher.
Well, yeah.
And they come in there walking across the city. Mm-hmm. Which is why you have the public accesses there.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of homes there, just aren't a lot of places for visitors to park. And.
But I think a lot of it's coming out of the housing in Fort Fisher.
No, I agree.
No,
with you.
No, I understand.
But that's not
that.
Public either.
But the.
That's not. It's not public parking either. That's my point. Yeah. I'm fine if there's only one there, right? And I understand Ocean Dunes' position, but...
Ocean Dunes is supportive of everything going on here.
Right. Okay.
Right. They're totally... It's aligned with what you're talking
about. Yeah. Okay.
And Jimmy, that traffic circle, that little circle area right there at 6th and I, we're talking about roping that off. Because people are driving through it. It's all torn up, and there's... sewer stuff right there in the middle of it.
Oh, rope it off.
Yeah, just rope it off, just like you did the ends of the other places.
Okay. Well, we had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Resolution opposing rate increase by the North Carolina Rate Bureau. Mr. Ellen.
I don't know if you don't bring that up, but I drafted a resolution opposing the rate increase being sought by the North Carolina Insurance Rate Bureau. They filed a rate increase request on December the 21st at 18. Across the state, the average increase is 17.4%. Now, there are some statutes in North Carolina, state statutes that say
rates, the cost of the rate should not be excessive, inadequate, or unfairly discriminatory against the citizens. And so I'd like to discuss this with you, gents, a little bit on, do we want, as a council, to take an official position and vote on a resolution to oppose this and send that forward? We can put an announcement on our website and encourage the people of our town to, you can submit written comments to the North Carolina Department of Insurance. I have all that information here. You can email your concerns to the North Carolina Department of Insurance, or you can go to Raleigh in the 26th of March and actually be in person at the public hearing to discuss this issue. For those that may not know, last year there was a proposal that averaged about 18, or a little over 18% increase to insurance. And the insurance commissioner for the state had that come in as a final agreement at about 4%. So the rate bureau has officially filed to raise it, as I said, an average of 17%, a little over. If you look at some of that data, because we have weather occasionally here at the beach, our number is higher than the average. Other parts of the state are lower than the average, of course. So we can do nothing. We can adjourn and go home. We can talk about it. We can put it on our website. We can have an official resolution signed, you know, put on letterhead and forward.
Nancy, have we received anything from the league or anybody asking us to get on board other communities doing this?
No, I haven't seen any.
Well, I drafted this one from one I saw that was officially drafted and signed by the Town Council of Surfside.
So, I mean, when we look at this as a community, last year they asked for 18 average. They got an average of 4. Ours was higher than 4. I don't recall exactly what ours was. So this year they come back and ask for 17.4, having gotten 4 of 18 last year. And if 17 is the average, I mean, I would just be willing to actually look at the average for a change, because we always wind up on, Mecklenburg County winds up at 8.6 and we wind up at 24.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, I guess I'm in favor of any degree of action. I mean, who's gonna be upset? I was trying to think who would be upset with us that could, because we get beach nourishment, we get state funding, we get a lot of things. Could this be a problem? But you know what? It is a problem.
No, I'm with you. This one doesn't worry me at all, because fortunately, everyone that makes decisions has to pay insurance too. And if you look at the insurance companies, profit margins, they're not so bad, so I'm all for it. It's not like, I think maybe some of them might have lost money last year, but it would have been the ones in flood. This is for homeowners, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, wind and hail.
Right.
I'm
in favor of what John's proposing. Yeah. So if he makes a motion, I'll second it.
What's your motion, John?
I'll make a motion that the Town Council of Jury Beach accepts the proposed
resolution
which opposes the rate increase by the North Carolina Department of Insurance.
And I'll second that.
Okay, any questions? Any clapping?
Anybody still
with? Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to... I need a motion for a closed session.
Can we talk about our walks, our drainage walks or anything?
I'm sorry. Very good. Commissioner Wick, yeah, you know your name. Commissioner Whitley, would you please tell us about our walks?
Well, I'm ready to address it, but the two weekends, the last weekend in January, the first weekend in February, David, John, and I walked every foot of the drainage lines in Curry Beach to see if there were any issues with blockage.
On the Motsu land.
On the Motsu land, yeah.
Well, we started, where the outfalls go.
Yeah, we started in the water tower on Settlers and went back to Dow, went all the way to the river, everywhere that they went. And then the following weekend, we went the south side of town. We had to get permission from Motsu to do that. Everything looks pretty good. There's a couple areas of concern that we have forwarded to Motsu and also to Carolina Beach on their portion that where they meet together. Going forward, we are going to ask Motsu for permission to do these walks twice a year before hurricane season, after hurricane season, and also permission if we have a storm blow up in July or August so that we can go see if there's anything we need to address in the middle of the season. So that if when we hit, if so we have storm in July, our peak season is September, we can be prepared if needed to clean out these ditches before the peak season. I emailed them, what, last week? No response. We'll get a response at some point, I'm sure. Yes or no.
Okay. Any other commissioner updates? Thank you for reminding me. I shouldn't have skipped through that. Okay.
Make a motion to go into closed session to discuss the financial issue.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Okay, I need a motion to return.
Make a motion to return to session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I need a motion to cover what we discussed in our closed session.
So the town council discussed a request from a stormwater system owner to assist them in repairs to damages from the hurricane. After reviewing all the issues, the town has a significant amount of stormwater that goes through this system. And so the town council, after weighing all the issues, make a motion that we spend $32,500 of stormwater funding to repair the system and return it back to full usage.
Second.
Any discussion or comment?
Did I do that right, Nancy?
Did we want to use the phrase not to exceed 32?
No, 32.5.
32.5 is what will go.
Okay.
We're not, and that is less than half of the value of the work. And we, okay. So, any other discussion or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
We'll need a motion to do it. All right. So I guess something that backs all that up, I guess,
that's important. Yeah. So, that doesn't need to be in the motion, but before you give them a check, they got to give you the appropriate spending.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, Earl.
And that addresses the last letter decisively.
Good.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can I go home now?
Yes, you may go home.
Hi. You were good.